Do you think that? Oh, never mind. That's gross.
Okay.
I was going to say something about like bringing him e-porn on a thumb drive because he got to have that.
Well, he was saying that he printed out a bunch of GIFs and made a flipbook out of a GIF.
Oh, like a raunchy 1930s cartoon.
But really, it was like corgis.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Everybody's got butter their bread somewhere, you know? That's what my pop used to say.
Talk about butter.
Okay. You know, getting hungry. My name is Justin McElroy, and I know the best game of the week.
My name is Griffin McElroy, and I am currently playing my best game of the week.
My name is Chris Plant, and I'm playing the best game of the week.
My name is Ross Frostick, and this week's all about funny accents.
Master of voice. You could tell because we all did them. The master of voices, Ross Frostick. This is the besties. It is a show where... the four of us bring the new releases of the week and the week prior sometimes and pit them against each other in a battle royale to claim supremacy. Once we have a winner, that winner will be pitted against our current champion. Our current champion, since it is mine, I have the honor of explaining it, is The Walking Dead, a unconventional take on narrative adventure games, a lot of choice. A lot of high stakes intensity, okay. And Journey didn't fix the Middle East, so it got removed from the top slot. Now, Russ, you had a what is the best way to put this?
A masterstroke.
Thank you, Griffin. That is hugely. Hugely complimentary to Russ in a fashion that I would not myself normally be. But Russ, why don't you tell us sort of what your thought pattern was regarding our process?
So a lot of people in the comments, listeners, took issue with the fact that games that release early in the year are at a bit of a huge disadvantage.
Right. Your Journeys, your SSXs.
Because, you know, after a few weeks, if this game, you know, doesn't set out what we hope it's going to set out to do, like cause world peace.
Cause world peace.
There we go. Then, you know, it kind of gets the boot. So in this case, Journey was sort of at a disadvantage because it came so early in the year. And people were concerned that we weren't giving the game due credit. So we've come up with a bit of a shift in the rules, the besties rules.
I would say an evolution.
An evolution.
This is an iterative process. We're figuring out the best way to do this.
We're growing. We're
as learning. We go.
So we're going to have a new system, which will allow us. So same as it ever was. We're still all bringing four games a week. But when a game gets picked for our game of the week. Wait one second. Let me codify what exactly we
literally don't have this. It's literally evolving in front of our eyes because we did not decide on anything.
Well, the basic concept is that we're going to have a Hall of Fame of games that we really, really liked, and these games will come back later in the year to sort of do battle against one another. And I think we can all agree Journey is an appropriate entry into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think Journey is definitely in the Hall of Fame, and I think SSX is in the Hall of Fame.
And SSX stuck around for a while because it let you play with your dead dad.
Right.
Let's throw both of those in the Last Chance Kitchen. Let's put them both on Survivor Island, and we will we'll see if they can make a last minute comeback.
So interestingly enough, this is our 11th episode, and in 11 episodes. The only games that are currently in Game of the Year contention are Journey and SSX.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not completely.
Mass Effect 3?
Mass Effect 3 had its shot. You know what happened?
What happened there?
Worst ending ever. Well,
it also lost the Journey. So what chance would it have?
This is a good point. Right. Let's tell you what. Let's get into the adjudication. Griffin, who's going first this week?
this week it's Chris Plant goes first.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay.
Everyone else can.
Do you have any justification for?
It sounds like you've. It sounds like you really need it.
You already know that it's gonna be a shit game once again.
Times have been tough for you lately, and
I had a good game for this week. I planned it maybe 6 days in advance, and then I told Justin, and he said, "I think Russ already chose that."
Oh,
yep, I did.
So, that's a shame.
It is a shame, but you know my game is better, and I'm gonna tell you about it. So I'm bringing a game called Brains. That's three S's at the end, and it is a game about, of course, zombies. It's by a company called Lonely Few, which is a few experienced people from the industry, mostly BioWare and Atari and Pandemic. But the twist, because I know you're hearing zombie and you're thinking, I've played a few zombie games. The twist is you play as the zombies, and it's kind of this like top-down, cutesy, I don't know if I want to call it an RTS, but you can select groups of zombies, and the goal is to take over an area of the town. So you'll want to like corner them by taking three zombies down one road and then swooping another flank of zombies around the other and trapping people. And as the game goes on, you play these different areas of the city, and you have bigger enemies like the police who can fire weapons at you. So you want to like have a whole bunch of zombies to like kind of swarm him all at once, or else he'll just shoot them all to death. So it's like a zombie top-down strategy game. It plays pretty well on iOS. I can't really imagine doing it without touch controls, or I guess you could do it on PC with a mouse. And that's it. I'm gonna give up the rest of the time.
That's good. I wasn't timing. I was working on my Fushigi Isolations.
Oh, thanks.
We're gonna come back to that. It sounds like, is it sort of tower defense-y? Is that?
No, you're not defending anything. See, you're the zombies, and you're taking over the town.
Isn't it like Pikmin?
It's kind of like Pikmin. That's a great point, Russ.
Because I'm a great guy.
That I play this game.
God, Russ is so great.
Can we talk about how good Russ is at iOS games?
He's pretty much the best. What's the graphics like?
The graphics are these like kind of cutesy, cartoonish, cartoony and blocky versions of zombies and humans. And they're just like cute little cartoony, plucky xylophone type of music that is playing throughout the whole thing. And everyone has like adorable little screams when they get murdered.
Okay. This is the second week in a row that you have brought a game about the complete decimation of mankind.
I mean, I wouldn't call it a decimation. I would call it maybe an evolution.
I don't even remember what last week's his game last week was.
DTF teleporter.
We don't need to talk
God.
About. We don't need to talk
free
about
for all.
I think it was a combination of that and don't tell boss we're kissing.
Don't kiss your boss's daughter in front of him.
Yeah, that.
Bonus kiss. I'm just worried about you. That's all.
It's a good game. Like, to be fair, last week's game, it wasn't good. It wasn't great. But I think this is actually a good game.
Are you, like, playing these games and, like, listening to, like, Evanescence and just thinking about how nobody gets you?
Why do you hate zombies so much? Don't you think that maybe they've had a bad rap? I mean, you've been subscribing to the zombie propaganda where everybody's getting killed the zombies. Maybe it's their time to tell their side of the story.
It's our time down here.
I'm saying there's a difference between enjoying a zombie game and fetishizing the extinction of humanity.
Right, that's all.
That's all I'm saying is that one of us, I like Left 4 Dead, right? You fetishize the destruction of humanity. That's all I'm saying.
Can I also we're trying to limit the combativeness during the presentation phase of our show. But
I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about you.
I'm worried. He's worried about you. I don't care how clever you are about it. We've just got to stop with the zombies.
Wait. Juice, what did you bring last week? You brought Walking Dead.
Like that beat everybody to it.
What's our current winner? Who is our current winner?
I'm saying, that was already an established property.
Who do you play as in that game?
The Walking Dead helped to bring about the renaissance.
Who do you play as in that game?
A zombie named Philip trying to get back to his family.
You don't play as Philip. Philip Phillips.
Marjorie, where's the kids?
It's like an American Tale. Basically, American Brains. Unwanted, where's my wife?
Do you like zombie games?
It's just not a thing. Like, Justin, it's Justin, creatively bankrupt. Question.
Do you like zombie games?
There's no answer to that. That's like asking me if I like Sky games. Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah,
I love Sky games.
The inclusions of zombies here's what I see. If you're making a new property, not an established one based on like a long running graphic novel, if you're making a new property and you're putting zombies in it, here's what I get from you. I don't know how to make AI. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to make AI.
No.
It's hard to do, so I'm not going to do
it. As the zombies. Did you listen to what I said?
Yeah, the humans are controlled by AI.
They made human AI. You play as the zombies, and you're taking over the world.
Russ Freshtick, tell me about your game.
I wasn't even ready.
Well, get ready. Griffin, okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, Griffin, you go.
Okay. My game is called My Little Hero, and it's for the iOS platform. It is a top-down action RPG akin to Zelda, and not like the old sort of explore one screen and move on to the next Zelda. It's more reminiscent of the Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass, only without the constant repetition of the same dungeon over and over again. And it is fully 3D. It was published by NCSoft and developed by, I believe, the name of the studio is Acne Labs, and it has a sort of Where the Wild Things Are vibe and a sort of Heart of Darkness vibe, both of which really work for me.
That's groovy.
Yeah. You're this little boy.
Oh, sorry, Plant. Not the Apocalypse Now related Heart of Darkness.
No, the Eric Chahi game.
So you're going down a river to find a man.
No.
Left his tribe.
The Chahi title.
Okay.
You're a little boy trying to rescue all of his stuffed animals that were stolen by the boogeyman. And so you travel through these different worlds. It has touch controls that work surprisingly well. And yeah, it operates sort of like a Zelda game. You can attack, you get different items like a slingshot that you can use to fight off enemies, and you explore and earn buttons that you can use to buy things. And yeah, my only complaint is that it has been moving a little slow. I'm a few levels into it now, and it tries to teach you these things very incrementally.
Are you at the point where you talk to the French colonists about freedom? Is that why it's moving slowly?
Oh, my God. Guys, I don't know how to read. So, like, it just feels unfair to me that you guys can talk about this kind of stuff. No, but it's a good game. It looks fantastic, and the boyish wonder vibe is really great, and it's only $1 right now, so I don't think that price is going to stay for very long.
Can you tell us a little about the art?
I mean, it's sort of it's 3D.
You have a box on your head, right?
You have a box on your head. That's your helmet, and your sword is also cardboard.
So wait, is the kid an idiot?
No. Why would? He's got imagination.
That's like being an idiot, though, basically.
I guess, but like, I don't know why you would need to go there.
Just he's running around with a box on his head. How am I supposed to take him seriously?
Maybe he's just really ugly. There's eye holes cut in the box. He's not just like running around with a closed box on his head.
No,
he is not wearing pants.
He's not wearing pants.
All right. I didn't want to address that because I don't think you guys are like ready to have that conversation.
You walk around as a little boy without pants on.
You have a long t-shirt on. You can't see anything.
You're a pervert.
You can't see anything. God's honest truth. Scout's honor.
He looked.
I didn't look.
He zoomed. He pinch zoomed.
I didn't pinch zoom. I swear to God. You guys, I swear to God. You can't see anything, I bet. I haven't checked.
Question, where are his pants?
He didn't have time to get them. He went after the boogeyman, didn't have time to think, what will I need in this harsh forest environment?
He had time to put and draw and create a cardboard helmet, but he didn't have time to put pants on.
It's pre-made.
Prefab.
Prefab helmet. Pants are a little trickier to figure out when you're this much of a dullard.
Yeah, I don't know where I'd go to buy pants.
So that's my little hero. It's wonderful.
Is it wonderful?
Yeah.
Because between the kid with who can't see anything because of the box on his head and a kid with no pants, it sounds like a few jello shots short of Uncle Griffin's Keep a Secret Weekend. which just makes me really nervous. I mean, I like the 99 cent price tag. Don't get me wrong. It just seems like a game of pedophiles, basically.
Incredibly, incredibly uncomfortable.
Well, then let's take a break. Let's all try to get our composure. Chris Plant, you went on a trip recently. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I went to Los Angeles. What do you want to know? Do you want to know
Holly,
what
I have? Holly Weird.
I went to Disneyland.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I went to Disneyland and it was raining, so there was no one there. So we got on all the rides.
Is that safe?
We did all the rides in like 4 minutes. Do you know what though? They close Thunder Mountain when it's raining, which doesn't make sense because that's the water ride.
Also, thunder doesn't electrocute people. Lightning does.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Thunder is a sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flumes are like superconductors. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know.
Any flume-based ride? Oh yeah, it collects enough electricity to power a small town.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about electricity.
Or flumes, it sounds like.
Basically. Oh, I know nothing about flumes.
He's not very flume.
Can we get over flumes? Like I went to Six Flags. Was it this past weekend? Yeah, it was. I went to Six Flags Fiesta Texas. It was actually pretty great. It was like 70 degrees. Nobody was there. But like my girlfriend and I, we saw this flume. And we're like, that's a good looking flume. Yeah. We should ride that. And we rode it. And like it was a low riding flume.
Ooh.
So like a little bit of water dipped in it. And once you dunk a little bit of water in your flume, it's like, oh, now my butt is just going to be wet for the rest of the day. Because like the water just goes right there on and in, you know?
Yeah, I think water rides in general should probably be. Everybody always seems so into it, and I'm like,
and you get off and you're like, ah, fuck, like
it makes me feel like Ghost Whisperer. Like I'm the only one who can see the future of this, and that is that we will all be wet and not happy. Like why?
Like you're not all wet. There's always like two or three people don't get wet, and then like one person gets wet, and it's like just right in their butthole.
Here's the thing that I like about water rides that I think you guys aren't giving enough credit. So when you go to a park, like a theme park, oftentimes the lines for these rides are very long. Also long, the lines for the bathroom. See what I'm saying? Okay. Two birds.
I hate what you're saying.
Two birds. Hate it because it sounds so right. There's something in there that people have glommed onto.
But then you run the risk of... If you're the guy like sitting in the middle of the flume log and you don't get wet at all, you're like, oh, it's so weird. It just splashed up in the place.
My game this week is Risen 2, which was actually released, I want to say, April 30th, like right around there, the end of April.
Ooh, you're pushing the deadline.
I know. It's an open world pirate game. And, I never played the original Risen, so you won't find any comparisons there. But I'm led to believe the hero from the first game is back for this game. He is a soldier for the good guys, the Inquisition, they are called, quote unquote, good guys. And they want his help to stop a water demon named Mara who's been plaguing the seas. So for some reason, in order to do this, there's a weapon apparently to be used against her. That a certain pirate captain has. So you go undercover as a pirate. You get your ship, you collect a crew, and you go through this world of different islands collecting items collecting the weapons you'll need to fight Mara, all the while you're learning, you know, different combat skills. Like there's swordplay, there's pistols that you can improve at. There's like a treachery where you can use it in conversations to get sort of what you want. And dirty tricks are part of that, where you can, you know, throw sand in your enemy's eyes and stuff like that. You can also learn voodoo, which I didn't get really into because you there are some real big branches in the game that if you choose a different, you know, depending on which side you choose, you miss a lot of stuff. So kind of begs for replay there. But most importantly, you can get a pirate, you can get a parrot, and you can get a monkey. Your monkey can jump through windows and steal things for you, and the parrot helps you in combat. So it's open world. It's a lot of fun. It's a little, I don't want to say janky, but I do mean it. It doesn't hold your hand a lot. And let me give you an example of what I mean. At one point, you're supposed to collect 5 vines so this little gnome can make you a raft, and they need to use the vines as ropes. And there are only 5 vines. They're hidden throughout the island. They don't give you any indication of where they are. And in the 45 minutes I spent looking for them, I found 2 actual goddamn ropes that would have been just fine.
Well, you can't mix the ropes and the vines. It would offset the tension and,
right,
and buoyancy of the raft.
Yeah. So, but if you're into this, there's a lot of fun pirate type skill stuff. There is even a skill called Nuff Said, where if you learn this skill, then sometimes in the middle of conversations, you'll get an option just to pull out your pistol and shoot the person in the face, which is pretty great. But it's out on PC right now, and believe it's coming to, I know it's coming to consoles, I think like June-ish.
I don't know, guys. I'm over pirates.
Are you, though?
That's what Justin sounded like.
Yeah,
earlier.
That was a Justin impersonation.
Oh, that was good.
Was that you talking, Griffin?
Yeah. It sounds good. I like an RPG that's not, that tries to break the bonds of the fantasy setting, which I guess this is kind of fantasy, but it's high seas fantasy.
Yeah, and I get the impression that the first one's a lot more fantasy angled. Yeah. I didn't play it again, but this one is much more. I mean, it feels like a piracy simulator. I mean, there's notable sort of omissions, like there's no ship-to-ship combat, really, which seems like a kind of a large part of the piracy experience, from what I've been told. But there is treasure maps and that kind of cool stuff. And the combat is interesting. It's multi-layered, and you have to buy new skills, like with gold. So that's kind of weird how that always weirds me out when you have to use the currency to improve your skills. I feel like that the skill system is a one layer or two too confusing. But
you have to pay for college.
That's true. It's sort of like STAB college, basically. Mm-hmm. But that's
Monkey College.
Yeah, that's Risen 2. I think it's being published by Deep Silver. If you like this sort of game and you're able to forgive some, I'm going to call it European quirk, which is sort of a nice way of putting it.
Sort of racist. Like,
no color. What are we talking about?
What? I think European games, and I not all European games, obviously, but this is a generalization, especially Eastern European games. I'm not sure. I think this one was made in Germany, so I'm not sure qualified. But there seems to be a common thread there of rebelling against holding the player's hand the whole time. I think you definitely saw that in like Metro 2033, for example. You saw it in Xeno Clash. I think it was a big part of that too. I kind of like the finding your own way and, you know, being sort of left to your own devices and not getting, like, you know, the big star on your HUD that says go there now.
You know what a lot of those games have in common?
What's that?
They're little puppies with broken arms that you love to just take care of.
You do have to meet them. You have to meet them halfway. I think that's a fair.
Those are your favorite games, the ones where they're like so cute and they want it so bad, but they're hurt, and like, and if you didn't take care of it, who knows if they'd make it.
Yeah, I would take a game like that. over like Fable Heroes, which I also played and will spare you because I don't want to be laughed out of the competition.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, Metro is one of my favorite games, but I see in you a bit of myself. And I wonder if that's
the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I wonder if that's this game, though. Like, maybe it's not a good game. Because you started talking about it. I'll be honest. I didn't have a lot of interest in this game.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you talk about it, the more I really want to play it. Which makes me think it might not be that good.
You know what? It looks great. And it does have some...
What?
Is it just polished? Is that the? Is it, like, lacking in polish? Like,
no, it's not even polished. It's, like, it's literally things like that. Like,
it's European game design, where they're just like, eh, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's like, well, this might not work for you, but figure it out. Like, yeah, there's a guy you need to go talk to, and we told you what his name is, but we're not going to put him on the, like, on the map or anything. So just, like, wander around and find him. I don't know. He's around somewhere. Yeah. Go find it.
How many Steves could there be?
Yeah, there's only one Pirate Steve. Just go find Pirate Steve and talk to him.
Hey, Pirate Steve.
So there's crazy things like the vines. They are the exception more than they are the rule. But who's left? Rushdick? Rushdick?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, it's me. It's me left. So you know, guys, sometimes you're having a tough week. Sitting at your job, not too happy about it. You're driving home, you hit some traffic. Your wife's yelling at you. Kids are yelling at you. Grandkids are yelling at you. Sometimes you just want to, you know, kick back, relax, maybe play a little game.
Play a little game.
And that game has a few things to teach you.
No, like stealing bodies. No. Jump kick in helicopters. No. Swords for arms. No. Going bowling. No. Saying f. Prototype 2.
Thanks.
Are we done?
That's it.
So is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Russ. How does Prototype 2 compare to Prototype 1?
They're pretty similar.
Okay.
God, I'm just
are
like...
Are you the worst
you
at this?
Each independently Wikipedia and have internet?
No, it's funny because as I'm playing Prototype 2, I keep thinking like, yeah, this is pretty similar to Prototype 1. It feels a lot more polished. Like the controls feel sharper. It feels like moving around the world feels a lot smoother. Like the best part about this game by far is just like flying through the world, doing like super jumps, gliding, like moving around the world feels, honestly, this is a bold statement, better than it did in Crackdown. And I know a lot of people love Crackdown. This feels like a better overall game than Crackdown because it's, I don't know, I feel it's like you have way more control.
Overall control, yeah.
No, the game
is...
Honestly, overall game than Crackdown.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Does Prototype have multiplayer?
No.
No,
then it's not even a competition.
But for the record, the multiplayer in Crackdown 1 was not very good.
Get out of town.
You're done.
You're drunk.
I played it online.
I was gonna play nice with this game because you know the controls are great. You can do all sorts of goofy stuff. But you know how you feel after you play this game for an hour? You feel horrible.
Okay,
you feel
so
disgusting.
There's something that I wanted to mention. You're probably better off playing this game muted because every word that is uttered in this game is the worst ever.
Can you give me some examples?
Yeah, well, okay. So the hero of the game is this guy. I don't even remember his name. It's not
Heller.
Important. Heller. His
Charles
family died.
Charles F***.
Yeah. His family died, and he's not happy about it. So he goes around being like, shut your fucking bitch face, mother cocksucker, bitch cocksucker. It really out of context too, like you'll complete like mini game challenges like racing across rooftops.
Yeah,
and at the end of it he'll go, hell fucking yeah. Like, not necessary.
He
Mr.
also
Hella.
Does he have, he'll punctuate sentences with bitch. It'll be yeah. He'll be like, oh, so you're saying I gotta get to the hospital, bitch.
Does he maybe have like a low-grade Tourette's?
It seems like that's just his style, his way about.
Actually, you don't unlock the turrets until you've evolved 7 times, and okay. Then you get shoulder turrets. So
what Russ is saying is this is the friendly part of the game. This is like the savory stuff. The really unsavory stuff are these like audio tapes that you find, and every scientist in this world is like worse than like Heinrich Himmler. They're like, oh yeah, I'm just glad that I can finally work on living subjects, ones that scream.
Jesus.
And then there's another one where it's like a wife, and she's like, oh, don't hurt my child. And the soldier's like, why is he being so quiet? And she's like, he has autism. And he's like, I don't know why he's so quiet. And then you just hear him fire rounds into the child. And she screams. And it's like, first off, autism is not the same as being mute. Like,
no. No, but some consequences could be that they're not comfortable talking to strangers.
Yeah, men who are about to fire rifles at them.
I was going to make a joke, something about one of the scientists making a surfboard out of limbs. But... none of it would have been as funny as what you just said to me, that is really in the game. And you know that some motherfucker finished that was like, good work today, Gary.
Poignant stuff.
Poignant stuff, Gary. You did
it's like BioShock.
Just like BioShock.
So Prototype 2 makes me very torn because there's
one half constantly.
Well, there's just a chunk of the game that is just horrible beyond belief.
No, the whole game.
No. Stop. Except because the gameplay... All the gameplay. No, the combat is fun. I like the combat. I like the character advancement, the challenges.
If you played a Spider-Man game, that's like the combat is on par with Activision Spider-Man.
No,
absolutely not.
It looks neat, but it is busted.
The camera is really like consistent.
You can't just say it's on par with Spider-Man Activision games. It's like, that's such a wide field.
Yeah.
Like, are you saying
Spider-Man 2?
On par with Web of Shadows.
Well, that's a high praise. That's the one where combat is the best. Get your facts straight, Perry Mason. You, Jesus.
Bitch.
Is it possible that he just never learned the words like ma'am or female or lady or woman?
Or mailbox.
Miss.
Can you put my letter in the bitch?
I'd like a salami and ham on bitch. Did you mean rye? Like, just say rye. It's the same number of syllables. Why are you wasting our time?
So it's more of a failure of the American public school system is what you're saying.
Russ, I want to get in one more horrible thing that you do in this game.
Okay.
So you lose your life pretty easily. Your health bar, it decreases. And the only way to restore your health is by sucking the life out of other living beings.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it seems like the easiest way to get health is from homeless people. So you'll be fighting and you're like, oh, wait one second. And then for 2 minutes, you'll like just brutally slaughter probably like maybe 25, 26 homeless people. And they're just like chilling out. They're like, oh, hey, what's up? And then you're like, oh, nothing. And then you grab them by their heads and you just pop it off.
It's off. Yeah.
It, like you, when you kill people, it is not a fun way to go.
It's disturbing to think that you are in a boss fight and you look around and are surrounded by homeless people. Only you just see them as like floating Red Crosses.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to praise the storytelling because it's awful. It's difficult to separate.
It's horrible parts
from the gameplay. Yet I guess I'm good. I'm able to compartmentalize my brain from like sociological terrors versus.
But even like to be fair, even the gameplay here is
fun.
I'm it's insultingly sort of stupid. I mean, any game. I'd like to put a moratorium on if you're in the first like 3 minutes of your game and it says move left stick to run, like, can we not assume some basic level of player competence at some point? Well, like, can we not assume there's some sort of shared vocabulary
here? What if your Nani is playing and she doesn't know what controllers are?
I don't want to think about my Nani ripping the heads off of homeless people like peeps on Easter Sunday.
Now listen,
talking
Griffin,
about
she,
Justin's Nani.
WW2 got pretty tough for a lot of people, and Nani had to do some things she wasn't so proud of. including but not limited to killing homeless people and drinking them.
Prototype is actually really fun, if not also horrible at the same time.
You got to turn your brain off. It's purely power fantasy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no real interesting game design. It's nothing you haven't seen before in that respect. But, like, if you want to feel cool and powerful and run around the city, and the locomotion is actually genuinely pretty good.
You are a malevolent god, and if that's what you want to be, it is probably the best game at doing that.
It'll be an interesting week, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Let me position my game like this, my little hero. It is the moral and thematic antithesis of Prototype 2. It's all candy and sunshine and little kid adventures, whereas Prototype 2 is about drinking vagrants.
But Prototype 2 doesn't have any potential pedophilia, so...
Yeah, I think wearing pants. I mean, Prototype 2 does a lot of gross things, but they at least put their pants on when they wake up.
If you wear a long enough shirt, it's basically like a dress or a utility kilt. So, like, I don't understand why you guys are making a big deal out of this.
I feel like I should make my case for Risen 2. If you like pirates and expansive adventure.
Right, we got that.
Okay. That's all I got, actually.
Okay, so I think we can boot Risen 2. Sorry, Risen 2.
Why?
For lack of enthusiasm.
I know. I thought it was really fun. I haven't played My Little Pony or whatever. What was your game, Plant? Brains?
Yeah, Brains. Hey, guys, remember the new rules. We're trying to find a real good game.
Okay.
Okay.
I will at least agree that Prototype is better than Risen.
Okay.
Okay. I can get on board with that.
Okay.
And let's take Risen out of it. If it's not going to win, this is like the primaries.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the fact that My Little Hero is the diametric opposite of Prototype 2. It's like good versus evil.
You want a showdown is what you're saying.
You're saying
that Brains and Prototype, they're both games about just being horrible monsters.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear the sound of you like slowly jerking it over there, because I know that that's like your thing.
You love to watch
it when I win.
He's like, Chris Plant is like a diminutive Tyler Durden. He just likes to see it all fall apart.
Some people just want to see the world burn.
See, funny accents, I told you.
They're back.
You know what, I will say that, yeah, we'll get rid of Brains, but if you all should go try it. It's $2.99 on the App Store, which I know is a little bit of money, but I think it's worth it.
It's Universal App.
So My Little Hero, do you like Zelda? Oof. Do you like Where the Wild Things Are? Do you like Heart of Darkness?
Do you like Little Children?
Here's and I have not played My Little Hero, so I don't know why I'm making a case for it. But Prototype, I don't want to reward anything about Prototype.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to – there's nothing in – although I do enjoy playing it, there's nothing in Prototype that makes it like, everybody else, take note. You should be making more games like this. Like, no, they should be embarrassed of themselves.
No, I honestly think that you – rip the story out. Maybe the aesthetics are a little like the graphics or design of the game is a little douchey.
You can't rip any of it out.
Because my brain is like Data's from Star Trek.
I'm just saying, as a holistic evaluation,
the game that people are going to buy is going to have lots of the word bitch in it.
But I find, despite me hating all of that stuff, the bitch and the curses and stuff like that, I find that I'm able to ignore it and have a good time playing the game.
Let's break it down like this. There's a lot of things in Russ's game that Russ hates, and there's nothing in my game that I hate.
Okay. I gotta say My Little Hero sounds like the is I don't want to reward Prototype. It's despicable. Like, if you can tell me here, Russ, I will give this to you. And this is a legitimate point. So don't try to say one of the dumb things you always say. I'm asking a legitimate question. If you can point to one interesting, well-crafted...
Swords for Arms.
Idea. See that? Remember? You got that out of your system.
I didn't remember.
You got that out of your system.
Yeah.
Tell me one interesting, innovative, clever, well-conceived mechanic facet of Prototype 2.
I think as you've said, the traversing the world, I don't think any open-world game has done world traversal better than Prototype 2.
Well, it's completely skill free, unlike an Assassin's Creed where there's more skill involved. I think even like a Spider-Man game, there would be more skill involved in the locomotion.
I'm going to defend Prototype here. Not to get into the nitty gritty of this mechanic, but I think Assassin's Creed wishes it was this. Because Assassin's Creed doesn't want to be skill involved. Like, it just, you have to have skill because the controls aren't that easy. Like, they want the free running to be supernatural.
Well, yeah. Maybe, but like, they also want it to look decent in animation, and there's a lot of times in Prototype where it just looks preposterous.
I don't think it looks that bad. The other thing that I really like is how it ties. I think that hunting mechanic is super badass. You know,
yeah,
what I'm
talking about?
Where you ping guys, and then zoom in on them.
If you want to tell people about this, you want me to explain this.
So yeah, real so, quick, you know, you could basically real quick, you can click in the left stick, and the whole world kind of turns red. And then if you're hunting someone, you'll see like a radar ping, like in the game world, like flying out from, even if they're like 3 miles away, you'll see it, and you could like slowly narrow in on them and eventually get really close, and you could like stealth kill them by like flying down from a rooftop. Like it's
and
like
that ping is like a return of the normal, the world's real color from that point. So it's like the world is like rushing in this big circle full of cover from wherever, full of color from wherever this, you know, enemy is.
And it's something that they could have very easily done with a radar icon. But the fact that they went this like very, very different route that I've never seen before in a game, I thought was very, very
My Little Hero has something like that. It's like a bloodlust mode where if you shake the iPhone device while you're walking backwards and hitting the attack button, you take your teddy bear and you rip all of its limbs off. And you eat all the cotton inside of it. And then the little kid is like, hey, yeah, but fuck you, bitch.
Okay, in the interest of moving forward, I have to concede that the hunting mechanic is cool.
Okay.
And I did promise to switch my allegiance if he could produce one. So in that case, can we agree that Prototype 2 is the winner?
We can agree to disagree. Which
okay.
Is, I
Swords
think,
for arms.
Be, maybe we should make that the new title of the show.
Agree to disagree. So our Game of the Year Prototype 2, can we make a case for Prototype 2 versus Walking Dead?
Oh, not
We've recorded
even,
for 70 minutes, so please let's not.
Yeah.
Okay, so no
I
way.
Fine. I won't fight it.
Walking Dead retains its title as Game of the Year, current Game of the Year, and will it make it into the Hall of Fame? Who knows? We don't know why. We don't know what.
We don't know how a game does that yet.
We don't know how a game does it. We just know it when it happens. We know it when we. It's like art. You know, we know it when we see it.
All right.
And pornography. So this has been the Besties. Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on Twitter. It's at Polygon. Polygon is the name of a video game website, and we're making it right now, and it'll be done later this year. And it's at polygon.com. But you can go to Facebook, facebook.com/polygon. You can go to YouTube, youtube.com/polygon. Or you can read our stuff. It's theverge.com/gaming, which is not it's not good for brand synergy.
Working on the branding.
Working on the branding. But you can go there. And polygon.com has links to all this stuff. So it's probably the best place to go. And thank you. If you get a second, could you tell someone about this show, The Besties? Could you say, like, hey, I like The Besties to somebody who doesn't listen to it, or maybe tweet about it with the Besties hashtag? That would be great. And check us out on iTunes. Give us a subscription.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I just think we should thank the people who are making Photoshops and art and music out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
We get a few things each week, and that just makes us feel good.
Yep.
So
thanks for the multimedia.
Thanks for the multimedia synergy. And that'll be it. Make sure to join us next Friday for the Besties. Because shouldn't the world's best friends pick the world's best games?